We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now from the Journal Inquirer. He writes columns for him on a regular basis. JournalInquirer.com and a legend in Connecticut journalism, Chris Powell. Hi, Chris. I decided to upgrade you.
You got to stop.
Thank I upgraded. You very much. I upgraded you. What the heck? It's just words. You know, what are you going to do? All right. God, where do you start? All right, let's start with this thing at CCSU, which I thought was kind of interesting. Apparently, there was a guy that was on campus security, so to speak, that, in fact, had over a period of time harassed. I mean, well, how serious was it? Did we get details on that, Chris? Another officer on campus.
Well, the university says they had a university police officer who repeatedly assaulted sexually another officer. They've fired him. They've looked into the police department and found a lot of lesser bad behavior there, a lot of indiscipline. The university says, in addition to firing that officer involved in the assaults, they've disciplined the university police chief and some other university officers for other things, but the university will not disclose what the discipline is. Now, ordinarily, state freedom of information law requires the disciplinary records of state employees to be public records. However, there's a catch. We have another law in Connecticut that allows state employee union contracts to trump freedom of information law. So if a state employee union gets a contract with the state agency that prohibits the disclosure of discipline of its members, then the freedom of information law can be nullified. Now, this is obviously a law very much against the public interest. It's really a law to conceal the misconduct of state employees. Now, I don't know from the reporting that I've seen that the Central is refusing to disclose the discipline and the sexual assault scandal because of one of these contracts. I do know that Central has such contracts with other employees at Central. They've had another number of personnel scandals there.
I can think of a couple, as a matter of fact. Yeah, they eventually get out.
Well, sometimes it gets out, sometimes it doesn't. But you know, this stuff should be public. We should not have a public policy that says state employees can sexually assault other state employees, and we can't find out what's done about it. My grievance is that the Malloy administration has been signing contracts like this and has been condoning this really awful law. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to put it to the governor-elect, Ned Lamont. Are you going to sign? Is your administration going to sign these contracts that allow your administration to conceal the misconduct in your administration?
Chris, is this like the CBAC agreement, though, where they're saying, okay, we got to talk about benefits and pensions and all that, but it's a done deal and it's signed and you can't do anything until 2093 or something like that?
Well, these secrecy terms apply in the lesser agreements between state agencies and their unions. The CBAC agreements, the master agreement, I don't think this secrecy clause lies in the CBAC agreement, but within the contracts with the individual unions.
And in about a little less than a month, about a month, the legislature gets underway. And a story that we had just a week or so ago, apparently somebody says we need more gun laws. It's a sad story. We had a 15-year-old kid who shot himself while playing with a gun at a friend's house. And so the parents, understandably, not wanting to see this happen to anybody else and to have his death have some sort of meaning, I mean, it does, but beyond that, they want a new law about the storage of guns. But I checked it out, and I mean, quite frankly, the laws in this state are pretty serious when it comes to storing guns.
Yeah, supposedly Connecticut is, you know, in the top five states in terms of strictness of its gun laws. In the Guilford case, the gun that the kids were playing with was locked and unloaded, apparently.
Right.
But the friend of the boy who was killed knew where the ammunition was, and he knew where the key to the trigger lock was, and apparently they had been playing with the guns that had been, you know, hidden in the father's closet for some time. The parents want the father charged. They don't want their son's friend charged. He's a juvenile.
Right.
They want the law changed so that not just loaded guns have to be locked up. They want unloaded
right,
guns
yeah.
to be locked up too. I suspect we're going a little too far with this here. But, I mean, kids are always going to be reckless to some extent, and if they're hunting through a house when parents aren't around, and I don't know when they
all
get
right.
to be 15, 16 years old, I'm not sure you
right.
can stop them.
Well, let's talk about this other piece that you did, and that was, well, speaking of that, I guess Ben Barnes has found himself a job, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's going to be the new chief financial officer of the state colleges and universities system. He was hired by the chief executive of the system, who used to be his own deputy in the Office of Policy and Management. So, you know, it's certainly patronage to a great extent. The wonderful irony is he's going to get more salary by, I think, $4,000 or $5,000 a year for running the finances of the university system than he got for running the finances of the whole state of Connecticut. But that's typical of the swelled-headedness of the educational system in Connecticut. There's been some snickering about the patronage here and how Barnes now will almost certainly qualify for a big fat pension if he gets another couple of years of state service.
You know.
On the other hand, you know, he is, by general agreement, a very
he's very competent, very good,
and pretty candid guy. So they could do worse.
And the state university system is facing still some dire straits. I mean,
you know, Barnes is not going to have a lot of fun in that job. Maybe when he collects his paycheck every couple of weeks, but the university system's got a huge deficit, just like state government, and it's going to have to do some cutting. And his constituency, you know, swelled heads of academia and the kids who never mastered high school and now don't think they're being subsidized enough in college are not going to make life easy for them.
You know, I like the and by the way, another piece you did, and I'll just go ahead, but, you know, part of the thing is there's a great deal of influence to be had in state government because, well, it does all kinds of things and has fingers in all kinds of pies. There are reforms that would ruin special interests. That's one you put up just a day or two ago.
Oh, yeah. You know, the Barnes acknowledged, that's a key admission of the Malloy administration, is Barnes' acknowledgement that what they call fixed costs now constitute more than half the state budget.
So you can't do anything.
Yeah, the fixed costs by law or contract, so that, you know, the ordinary democratic process cannot really act upon more than half the state budget. Mm-hmm. You want to get Connecticut out of the financial mess it is, you've got to unfix all the fixed costs.
Chris, you care. I like it. JournalEnquirer.com. That's JournalEnquirer.com. Thanks for being on, Chris. Good luck to your brother.
Take care.
Okay, 727.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.